In Miami, a circuit court judge ruled today that a mentally retarded woman who was raped and is 6 months pregnant can have an abortion. Last week, doctors canceled a scheduled abortion, saying there was no medical reason to abort the fetus. Meanwhile, another case is before the courts in Orlando. It also involves a severely disabled woman who was raped and is pregnant. The Miami Herald's Carol Marbin Miller has been covering both cases, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program, Carol.
Hello.
Let's talk first about the case in Miami and Judge Arthur Rothenberg's decision today. This case involves a 28-year-old woman who is mentally retarded. She's deaf, she has seizures, and she's now 23 weeks pregnant. What did the judge say in his decision today?
He authorized Jackson Memorial Hospital to perform an abortion. He also authorized that she be given a tubal ligation, which would prevent her from getting pregnant again. And he also ordered the doctors who performed that procedure to preserve samples of the fetus so that they might be able to identify whoever it is responsible for her getting pregnant. Her case is now the subject of an ongoing investigation under the theory that she was raped.
Part of what was before the judge, as I understand it, was to try to figure out what the woman herself wanted to do, the woman who is severely retarded. And I read in your story that the judge heard from her mother, who had to try to translate her daughter's wishes through sign language.
The mother seemed to have a beautiful rapport with this woman, and the mother struggled for a minute or two to elicit some answer from this young woman, and she used sign language, she used gestures. Finally, this young woman, in words that were barely discernible, said, "My baby, no more." At that point, the judge said, "I understand."
He also heard from members of the medical community who were split on what should be done here.
The woman has a shunt in her brain to drain excess fluid that results from her condition. She is hydrocephalic. And the neurologist had said consistently that the pressure on her brain from a full-term pregnancy could be life-threatening. Her mother was very anxious to abort the pregnancy for that reason.
Who was arguing that the abortion should not be performed?
The judge at yesterday's hearing said that obstetricians at Jackson, who specialize in high-risk pregnancies, said it was their opinion that the fetus was developing normally and that they saw no medical reason to abort the pregnancy.
This whole ordeal sounds like it's been particularly excruciating for the mother of the woman in this case.
I think it was. She's struggling with, number one, attempting to protect her daughter, but also she's struggling with her own desire to be a grandmother when this is really her last and only chance.
Let's talk a bit about the second case, which is in Orlando. This is a 22-year-old woman who's also almost 6 months pregnant, severely retarded. I've read she can't speak. She has severe mental retardation, autism, seizure disorders. She weighs 88 pounds. And as I understand it, the question here is who decides what to do because she has no legal guardian.
She does not have a guardian yet, although I believe the judge in Orlando has appointed what's called an examining committee to recommend to him whether a guardian should be appointed.
Carol, this seems like an odd coincidence that these two cases are before the court, very similar circumstances on some levels, before the courts at the same time in Florida. How do you account for that?
I think it's odd only to the extent that forces converge to bring them to our attention, but there's been quite a bit of scholarly research on this question, and I don't think there is any disagreement that sexual abuse is very common among disabled people, particularly in isolated institutional settings.
Well, Carol Marbin Miller, thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Carol Marbin Miller is a reporter with the Miami Herald.